You're listening to SBS News.
Visiting a laboratory in Newcastle, the Prime Minister was touting a $50 million funding announcement for new technologies in the Hunter region north of Sydney. Known for taking advantage of a photo opportunity, think hairdressing and welding, Scott Morrison cautiously demonstrated his soldering ability on a piece of equipment to surrounding staff. Less cautious were Scott Morrison's words to the opposition leader over Anthony Albanese's call for a 5.1% pay rise for minimum wage workers.
Mr. Albanese showed yesterday that he is a complete loose unit on this stuff. He just runs off. He just runs off at the mouth. I mean, it's like he just unzips his head and he just lets everything fall on the table.
Mr. Morrison says the Fair Work Commission will make an independent decision on wages, which it will release in June. At a home in North Sydney, the opposition leader was talking about childcare, one of the central pillars of Labor's campaign and a focus of its cost of living policy platform. Anthony Albanese was quick to rebuff the Prime Minister's attack.
Scott Morrison is once again being loose with the truth. What we're talking about here is the lowest paid workers in Australia, those people who are really struggling with cost of living increases.
And went on to criticise the Morrison government's record.
It's okay, his government can always find money for sports routes, for commuter car park routes, but backing a $1 an hour pay increase is not okay.
Labor says the Prime Minister's criticism of the suggested 5% wage increase shows the government doesn't want Australians to get a pay rise. Scott Morrison says that's not the case.
There's nothing wrong with asking for a pay rise. There's nothing wrong with that. But obviously, it has, and the Reserve Bank Governor has said very clearly that's what we are seeing in our economy. And the reason we're seeing that is because unemployment is coming down and businesses are growing and becoming stronger. Now, that's where pay rises come from.
The Prime Minister has been under widespread pressure, and particularly from so-called teal independents backed by the group Climate 200 in several inner city seats. He's been challenged for not visiting areas like Kooyong and Goldstein in Melbourne or Wentworth and North Sydney in Sydney. The challenge is only getting bigger. New polling by the Australian newspaper in individual electorates shows Treasurer Josh Frydenberg could lose his seat to independent candidate Monique Ryan. The government says electing independents would be chaotic, and Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce has reiterated that line.
If independents are the way to go, we'll have a nation of 151 of them. We will be an international laughing stock. Government will be a total farce. Nothing will happen. And those who wish to do us harm will be laughing all the way to the battleships.
The Deputy Prime Minister denied that similar chaos had already been felt earlier this year when the Coalition's own backbenchers failed to support the government's religious discrimination bill and boycotted votes over vaccine mandates. Both parties maintain they won't negotiate with independents in the event of a hung parliament. But as polling shows several teal independents in a winning position, they might be forced to. Meanwhile, things got awkward on the airwaves today when backbencher Fiona Martin appeared to confuse Labor candidate Sally Situ, who is challenging her for the seat of Reid, with another Asian Australian. Dr. Martin denies this. This was the exchange on Sydney's 2GB radio.
I didn't want to raise this, but I chose to live in this electorate because I love the community.
Because you found an opportunity and you couldn't run in Fowler. Christina Keneally kicked you out of Fowler too.
Now she's just making things up. I mean, that's how ridiculous this debate has gotten.
Christina Keneally was parachuted into the seat of Fowler, replacing potential candidate and Australian-Vietnamese lawyer Tu Lee. In a statement to SBS, Fiona Martin has denied she had the two confused, saying she was referring to media reports that Ms. Situ was in the running for the state seat of Cabramatta in 2018. Sally Situ says she'd like an apology.
I have never sought pre-selection for Fowler. I don't know what Dr. Martin is talking about. She's making up lies. I understand that people make mistakes in the high-pressure environment that is an election campaign. All I'm saying to Dr. Martin is admit to your mistake and simply apologise.
Dr. Martin was approached by SBS at a polling booth in the seat, but she refused to answer any questions on camera. Krishani Danji, SBS News. And has Scott Morrison been to your suburb? What about Anthony Albanese? We've created an interactive map of every seat the leaders have visited on the campaign trail. Head to the SBS News website now or download the SBS News app to explore it.